Well, it's officially pumpkin spice season. Pumpkin spice. Are you a big fan?
No, I really don't like pumpkin spice, and so I don't like all this pumpkin spice stuff.
And I'm not a fan of the way you say it either. It's quite annoying.
Pumpkin?
Yeah. We've had people write in going, Hawk has no clue, does he? There's another P in there.
And they're right. He has no clue.
Pumpkin spice.
Wow.
You know that pee that you put in Clemson? Yeah. Could you take that pee and put it over into pumpkin?
There you go.
He did.
Okay.
I just like saying it like that. A guy at Starbucks who created the pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, God.
They did an interview with him, and he said that it didn't do so well in focus groups, but when they put it out, they knew it was going to be a long shot. They said as soon as it went on sale, it immediately became a hit. A huge hit, the pumpkin spice latte.
You know what that tells you?
What?
All this money that people spend on focus groups is apparently not a good idea. They're wasting their money. It's just like the Edsel, which is an old thing we used to learn in college, was a car that Ford made many years ago, and they built the entire car based on public input on what they wanted in the car. It tanked. It did not work because people think they want things that they don't, and they don't realize they want things that they do, and that's where the genius of designing a winning product comes in.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, and I think that some more businesses should embrace the pumpkin spice.
Why?
That's because if it's successful there, then maybe, for example, seriously, why is there not a pumpkin spice McRib? They're bringing the pumpkin spice McRib back.
I can barely take the McRib on its own.
Yeah, okay.
I like the McRib, but I wouldn't want it pumpkin spice.
Okay.
And it's been years since I've had the McRib, and it's back right now.
Yeah, you would be missing out because that's a great sandwich.
I'm going to try it today.
Well, and there's a guy, he was raving about pumpkin spice at Starbucks the other day. I mean, it's like he was an addict. Like, he was so happy that the pumpkin spice latte is back.
Oh, wow.
And I've got some signs you're obsessed with. The Starbucks pumpkin spice latte.
Well, first of all, let me say that if your claim to fame is that on social media people know you as the guy who's super happy that pumpkin spice is back, bless your heart.
Mm-hmm. Sad, sad world.
Okay, well, signs you're obsessed with Starbucks pumpkin spice latte, you've started referring to the baristas as pumpkin pushers. My pumpkin pusher. Okay, signs that you are obsessed with Starbucks pumpkin spice latte. You were seen dumpster diving, licking the pumpkin spice latte cup lids.
Oh. That's just wrong. Yeah, lids?
Yeah, right, exactly. And you have named your son Pumpkin and your daughter Latte. That's a sign. You're obsessed with the pumpkin lattes.
You need one more kid spiced.
There you go. Then you got all three of them at that point. But in this interview, the Starbucks announced that its pumpkin spice latte will not have actual real pumpkin in it. It doesn't have real pumpkin in the latte. You can get the same flavor sensation by French kissing like an old jack-o'-lantern. Trust me on that one. They taste about the same. Have you ever French kissed a jack-o'-lantern?
No, haven't.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. I want to.
You want to now?
Yeah.
Okay. I still got a couple left. The mouse puckered up.
What are they doing Friday night?
Yeah, don't act like you hadn't done a weird thing to a jack-o'-lantern.
I'm just looking. I'm going to let people on an inside thing here. We have what's called a grid sheet, and we write down what we're going to talk about at each part in the morning. And Hawk had something else written down for here, and I was thinking, gosh, I wish he had talked about that instead. What was it you were going to talk about?
Drinking and texting.
Oh, man, that would have probably been good.
No, this is good, too.
Oh,
there are a lot of people who love this.
Just because you don't like pumpkin spice, there's a ton of people. That's why Starbucks is having success with it right
Heidi
now.
Was reading something on the internet during this whole conversation.
Do you know why? Because I was looking up the nutrition of the pumpkin spice latte. It has 39 grams of sugar.
Starting to like it better.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.